This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
What a day, people. For the first time in my life, I have overslept. For the first time in my life. No, not for the first time. I'm talking shit. I mean, for this show. For this show. I woke up at 7. Gavin, are you not going to talk? Good morning, Gavin.
I'm too busy laughing at you because you're funny.
Thank you. And then I woke up early and I said to Nick, my Uber driver, please, Nick, come later. Come like 45 minutes later. And then I overslept. So when he arrived, I was still sleeping.
So was it a late night? Was it tablets?
Just a combination of that. And I was running around. Luckily, I did have a nice bath last night.
Good.
And I packed my bag because I'm going to Bloemfontein today. So I'm not going to see my home again until Sunday. My poor doggies. Papa loves you.
What are you going to do in Bloemfontein?
We're doing 3-2-1. No, 3-2-1. 3-1. Van Hannes Brummer, Skalk Besednoot, and Caspar de Freyers. Improvisation and stand-up all mixed into one glorious mad bag. Maar dis in Afrikaans.
So sê dit weer hoor in Afrikaans. And where is this going to be? Where in Bloemfontein? Want Bloemfontein is al gegroot.
O, God, daar's 'n probleem. Dit is aan die Koffiekerk. Nou kla mense.
Sjoe.
Ja, net oor my. Nie oor ander twee nie. Hannes sê ook fok. Skalk sê ook fok.
Ja, ja.
Maar
jy die reputasie.
Ek het die reputasie as die antichrist, jy sien. Which is not true. But they think I am the devil. So they say, why is he going to defile the church? And I feel so bad for poor Skalk and Hannes because they left out in the complaint. They say, maar hulle is ook in die show.
I think that mense oorreageer and they're creating their own reality. And I've had you in a very confined space with my children. It yourself, like you, I think you adapt to a situation. And as the word, the F word daarvoor, the conversation for the F word vrou, then you say it. It's not like, you know.
No, it's the atheist thing. They can't get themselves to think an Afrikaans person cannot believe in any gods. I think that is their problem. But it's okay. Because people wrote things like, ek het van hom gehou tot hy sy ware klere gewys het. So that means that, you see. Mm. But okay, let us not think of the negative. A lot of people, positive reactions on Facebook. The show is nearly sold out. So it's
wow, amazing.
Thousands
so there's
people.
A show
hello.
Tonight? Tomorrow aand?
Nee, net more.
Net more?
Ek vlieg nou al dat ek myself kan physically roll in deep heat voor die show. Want het is oud. God, het vat lang om my op te warm.
But there's been, on social media, there's been a lot of pictures of a very young Casper de Vries that has been servicing.
Hey? I don't know where they get it. I saw it.
Jere, jou brille is groot.
Ek het groot op 'n eil brille gehad. But listen, I was speaking about Nick, who takes me around in Uber, but you arrived here and you were like going, Uber, what the hell was it?
So my issue was not necessarily with Uber. My issue was with the fact that when I got into the car, two is daar drie Bibles. There were three Bibles like around me.
Also on a trip. Or were they
also on a trip, yeah. And so basically there was a Bible like in front, like that little
Gideon
below the cabiole.
Yeah.
Then there's one in the door. And there's one in between my seat and the handbrake.
Okay.
So I had an issue. So I said to him, so why am I surrounded by all these Bibles? Are you trying to tell me something? And then him and I had this whole, like, we were heavily debating. Like, we went into this whole Christian sort of topic because he says, do you know what he says? So hy sê vir my dat ons almal leef nou in die hel.
Oh, please.
En dat ons almal, hy is unhappy en hy is nou in die hel. En ek is unhappy van ek is in die hel. Ek sê, oh, excuse
me, how
dare you decide for me where I live?
Moenie jou probleme myne maak nie, that's an old uitdrukking.
Exactly, so we went on into this whole thing. So I said, just don't rub it off me. Allow me to make my own decisions, but,
oh God.
What was that?
I think it's Bernard. Bernard, are you okay then?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you done?
Hello, Bernard.
Am I done with what?
Yeah, you guys talking.
We're sorry.
Like, I'm just sitting in the corner and like...
I'm going to just switch him off again.
I love you, Casper. And then he cancelled the trip and I just got out and I said to him... because you are going through a bad patch now, stop blaming it on, like, associating it with Christianity. I saw in jou, en ek is in jou. To say my life is fabulous now.
And say, eie kar, kan hy 25 Bibles hê, but not in an Uber vehicle.
Exactly, because he's like, there's a public service.
Exactly, nou klim Muslim in, wat denk hy nou?
Ja, exactly. En dan nog ewe, op die Bybel, aan die kant is daar dan Rohomo geskryf. Ek weet nie wat, waarvoor staan Rohomo nie, maar Rohomo. Dis so geskryf, Rohomo. Seker sy van, I don't know, because his name is Edward.
Because the backwards is Omar, so I don't know what it is.
Mm.
Omar.
But he got 2 stars from me.
Ja, and complain.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
En nogal ding, so I was very upset.
You can't do that. But because I know you're very open and you respect people, but that I wonder if I would have complained.
What would Casper have done?
I don't know what I would have done. I would have rolled my eyes, I suppose.
I said to him, I believe in the spiritual world. I believe in God, but I've got issues with the Bible, and unless someone explains all those contradictions to me,
and not an Uber driver,
you will not force me to believe. In beide my opas was predikant, hè?
Gavin, ek weet kyk daar in die hoek. Fuck, daar sit iets.
What are you talking about?
Daai ou met die swart.
The one staring at us.
Ja, hallo Bernard.
Hallo julle.
Hallo Betty.
Dis so lekker om jou weer te sien.
Is dit? Vertel jou gesig dit.
Like 12 minutes and this is the first time was 13 minutes and we're saying hello to you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Ach, goed met jou stiefsis.
Baie goed. So you were up and about at 6:30 this morning. Why?
Yeah. Ek het 'n promo shoot gedoen vir Via.
Vir
vroue maand.
Sy is nou 'n ster. Vir vroue maand.
Vir vroue maand.
Ja, Bernard, wat het van vroue maand?
Ek dink dit is so 'n dingetjie vir wat hulle met al die sterre doen.
Ja.
Jy weet.
So wat het jy gekry?
Jy het net gesê van wie watter vrou inspireer my? En net so kort snippet en dan gaan dit nou speel en
is dit
ek moes dit nou vir oggend 7:00 moes ek gaan skiet, so ek was al 6:00 indrek.
Jy kan hoor ek probeer jou vraag vir
maar jy kan hoor ek praat nog.
Ok, maar gaan ek nou net, ok, praat aan, dan as jy klaar is, laat weet my, dan sit ek jou mic aan en dan wil ek jou vraag, was dit as jouself of as Betty?
Hoor jy nie wat ek was in drag gewees, 6:00 vir oggend al.
Nee, ek het dit nie gehoor.
As Bernard.
Hoe kom het nou in? Hier kom, onthou ek is stadig.
En die overslept.
Overslept this morning, so
ek is 5:00 op gewees, in make-up alles.
Oh my.
En dit het letterlijk, maar het was lekker om allemaal te sien weer, maar het was soos 5 minute soos het klaar. So was die make-up het langer gevat as die shoot.
Ja. Maar jy wil mos. Jy wil mos
ek wil, in drag. Dis fun. Dis tiring, maar dis lekker. Ek geniet dit.
Ja, natuurlik. Dit is, I mean, for you, it is like, jy is in vierde raad skielik. Vanaf jy, van 'n paar jaar terug, wat ons mekaar ken, tot nou, look what happened. It's amazing.
Ja, dit het rarig. My lewe het nogal handomkeer verander
just
die laaste 4-5 jaar.
Just remember to acknowledge us. You don't have to thank us, but acknowledge
no,
us.
No, not ek.
Wat gaan jy weer my e-mails stuur?
Acknowledge is de eie.
Ek is van die Kaap.
Acknowledge me, man. Listen.
Ons is bezig om te praat oor Betty. Are you allowed to...
That's it, folks.
As a reminder.
But you two wonderful creatures stood in for me this week because there was a movie, but ek gebrand het, en ek gaan het nog gaan kyk, oor Krutua, waar oor ek as jou gedoen het in 2010, broeders en sisters, oor Krutua die kooi. And now they've made a movie about it. Tell me how it was.
I like the movie. I like the story. It's a sad story.
Is it, yeah.
It's sad.
Het jy nie my show gesien nie?
Nee, ek het.
Kan jy nie onthou dat was sad nie?
Ja, ek het gehuil actually in jou show. Met daai.
Yeah!
Gehuil. Dit het my geraak.
Oh, dankie.
Ek was gerook ook. So ek
jy was geraak en geroek.
Ek was raak geroek.
Raak geroek. Op Krutua se story. Maar dit is 'n hartseer story.
Dit is rarig. Ek het rarig van die fliek gehou. Ek was into the movie, maar
Ek het altyd 'n maar.
Jammer vir die vervaardigers en alles, want hulle het 'n beautiful ding gedoen om dit te vertel. Ek dink dit is 'n story wat vertel moet word en ek dink elke Suid-Afrikaner moet dit gaan kyk. Nie almal gaan dit te harte neem nie. Maar
vertel my gou net wat dit is. Wat is die story?
this basically waar Suid-Afrikaanse mense vandaan kom. Basically die
Afrikaans
mense
ook.
Suid-Afrikaans is almal wat hier bly wit, colored, swart, almal het is half afstammeling van Krutua. Daar's bietjie van haar in ons almal.
Ja.
Daar was baie van mense in haar. en dis hoekom sy nou in ons is.
Bernard.
Maar wat my geplaas in die fliek is jy weet as hulle pretend, hulle praat 'n taal, maar hulle praat soos dis in die geval Afrikaans gewees. So dan sê hy, maar jou Hollands is mooi. Maar hulle praat Afrikaans. So,
okay.
Wat vir my fijn is, jou imagination is, okay, let Hollands gepraat daar.
Dis nou Hollands die tyd. Ja, dis as een Engelse ou in een Duits, in een Nazi movie Engels praat.
Ja. En dan, jou imagination sê vir jou, okay, dit was Hollands gewees, maar dit is Afrikaans. Maar dan kom hulle dan die Hottentotte, dan praat hulle in kooi. En dan is daar subtitles. Hoekom dit dan so doen as jy Afrikaans hou en nie Hollands doen nie en dan bygesê dit is nie baie goed gedoen nie. Dit jy kan hoor hulle is geleer om dit te praat.
O, jy bedoel die akteurs
met hulle
kooi. Hoe klink kooi?
Dis baie soos Oza. Ek kan dit doen nie. Ek kan dit doen nie.
Kos.
Maar ja, as jy oor dit kyk en mes kan, maar as jy jou verbeelding gebruik, kan jy verby dit kyk. En dis 'n goeie, ek het geniet.
Die story,
ek het geniet.
Wat waarlik gebeur het, geniet.
Dit is rarig, dis 'n eye-opener. Dis om wat rarig gebeur het en
yes.
Ek stuur vir my ma, want ek Google toe bietjie en alles en Buys is toevallig ook een van die nasate van Kutua.
Jy sien, ons is almal van
En ek stuur dit my ma, en my ma is dadelik, en dit wat ek nou sê, van nie almal gaan dit te harte neem die story nie, my ma is dadelik van, ja, maar jy moet onthou, daar is baie kleerling buise ook. So dadelik,
oh, that's true.
Ja, people shifted away.
Is ons nie, dit is ander.
Well, I don't want to talk about myself, but let's talk about myself, is when I did that show, a lot of people afterwards said, het jy dit opgemaak, hierdie story, nommer 1, so they didn't think it was true, nommer 2, my eie familie, did not want to accept Krutua as a reality. So my eie familie,
are you serious?
Maar ook in die geloof weer, dan sê hulle, byvoorbeeld, goed soos, onthou na 10 geslagte, dan is al die bloed weer suiwer van vooraf, or whatever. So sê die Bybel, sê hulle dan. So, ek was slapeloos, toe ek dit die aand uitgevind het, jare terug, en ek was so happy.
Oh my goodness.
And I did ask the producers, why didn't they ask me just to play cameo? Because I just wanted to draw sand on or something. Yeah. They don't have to see my face even. I just wanted to be in my family's movie. But they didn't know about me. But what do you think, Gavin?
Thank you, Casper.
Maar voor jy dit sê, ek het ook iets sê.
Ja, as jy seker.
Ja.
Ja.
Toe die credits begin rol in die einde,
ja.
Toe sê hulle nou, onder andere, wie nou nasate is.
E.W. de Klerk, Paul Kreer.
Paul Kreer. Toe Paul Kreer sy naam opkom, toe ga ek, ek kan nou hoor, al die mense so Steve en sy fans.
Is hy nie ook familie van Paul Kreer nie?
Ek weet nie, dalk. Maar ek kan nou hulle hoor, hoe gaan hulle aanvaar. Nee, jy kan nie sê ek Paul Kreer is,
ja.
Nee.
Ja. Nee. Ja, hy is daar as a ding wat hulle gaan ontstel. Maar ja. Ek weet, en Jan Smits en Paul Kreer en al die mense, ek, as familie, Max de Pree is ook. So, ja, een groot, intelligente familie van Kurtua. What did you think, Kevin?
Firstly, I need to apologize that I did not know that you did the show.
Oh, my God. Are we...
Before I get my mic upset, like, I apologize.
Are we surprised that you don't know a thing about me? Yeah.
But I...
Can I bring you the show on DVD?
Yes, please. Okay. But I'm serious now. Because I'm going to go YouTube it this afternoon.
Yeah, but my show's not on YouTube. That show's not on YouTube.
Is it?
I'll bring a DVD for you.
Please. Okay. I loved it. Maybe we should quickly give the plot. Want daar sikre mense wat...
Ja, go quickly.
Ja, okay.
So if it take too long, I'm going to just move on.
Okay. Okay, cool. The movie is about 11-year-old Kurtua that was bought by Jan van... Koi. Kurtua that was bought by Jan van Rieven.
Kurtua, ja.
I can't even uitspreek.
I know, he doesn't even know. And then Jan changed the name to?
Eva.
Yeah.
Eva.
Have you Eva? Have you Eva?
Nie Jan nie. Nie Jan nie, Maria het...
Wow.
Ja, Maria is a poes in die fliek, hoor.
Regtig.
I love Maria. Sy is a uiterse...
Sier. Hollandse kat.
Sy is rarig.
I would love to play her.
Oh, I don't know the Maria.
Because as doen. Soon as when Maria walks into a room, to say for Jan, for Riebeek, and for Eva, sien mekaar omhels. So sy so inkom, and her eyebrows gaan so op. It's like, oh my God, my eyebrows went up like this, like automatically. I was in character.
But they are like young there, Jan van Riebeek. I remember they are in their 20s, eh?
But now my opinion of the movie, please.
Your opinion of the movie, please.
I loved it. Oh. I absolutely loved it. And I share Betty's sentiments.
Yeah.
I think, I will weer say that if they can, like, hulle kon wegkom met die Hollands. De acteurs kon Hollands praat en ons bana was subtitles. Alles was daar so.
Maar acteurs, het is moeilijk om Hollands te praat.
Then get like other people. But
yes. Yes. Is het moeilijk om Kooi op te praat het velle.
Ja, but they should have, then, they should have gotten Dutch actors.
Ja, yeah, you know, exactly.
En dan gaan mensen weer moan.
But yes, is maar die twee acteurs. Oh. Hulle is ongelooflijk.
Wat
speel? Donna, is Crystal Donna.
Wat speelt ze?
Sy speelt Eva.
Sy was briljant.
Kurtua.
Rarig goed.
Ja. Kurtua. En Oukamp.
Armand Oukamp.
Armand Oukamp speelt Jan. Hulle is goed. Hulle is absolutely okay. Amazing.
I'll go, now I want to tell people, go see the movie. If you saw my show, especially go see the movie, so you can rub people's noses in the fact that I spoke the truth all those years ago.
Yes! Yeah, what's your show called?
Broeders and Sisters.
Ah, clever.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. So it was smart, like, right? It came to me. The title. And yeah, no, I will definitely go see it. And I'm very glad that you went. And I'm very glad to hear the positive feedback.
No, it's just cure.
Do you, Bernard, if you look at it, look, he's you less critical, Kevin. Bernard, ek sien Kijknet is betrokke by die flik alweer. Moet plek sy die televisie maak. Do you think they should have maybe put some, just 3 or 4 more million into the movie? Or is it the budget, does it look okay?
I like the set. I was pleasantly surprised the fort where most of the movie...
The first fort, hey?
Yes. It reminds me of some of the places in Game of Thrones. It was well done, really well done. The costumes were well done, and beautiful scenes. The cinematography is great in the movie. Here and there, you can see, because where they're on Robben Island, you can actually see they lowered the shot.
The camera.
So you can't see the horizon.
Okay, anders sien jy nou tafel.
Dan sien jy nou tafelberg en sulke goedjies.
Oh, ja, maar dit kon jy sien, maar ek bedoel geboue, ja.
Dit was 1 of 2 plekke wat het bietjie forced gelyk het.
Okay.
Maar buiten dit was rarig, dit is beautiful geskiet.
Okay, good.
Ja.
But there's a huge studio in Cape Town, which was built by overseas money. They could have gone there with a green
Somerset
screen.
Somerset West.
Yeah, that's daar waar die skepe is.
Yeah, they could have gone there with a green screen and made a Robben Island that looked more, but maybe that cost too much money. Yeah. Because it's possible these days. Yeah. I mean, look at Game of Thrones and Downton Abbey. Everything is fucking green screen. Yeah. You don't even realize.
En ook waar op die strand loop, kan op Robben Island. As iemand ooit op Robben Island was,
kan
jy dadelijk weet. Dit is nie, want die Robben Island se strand lyk nie so nie.
Yes, exactly.
Dit is, en hy is regtig
en as hy wit klippe, hy wit sand klippe.
So hoe kom hulle nie dit hulle kom ons wat die regering toestemming gevra.
Ja. So dit maar weer eens is 'n feit wat dit pla nie so erg nie.
Okay.
Ja.
They did well with the little money that they had.
Yeah.
I could see it was low budget, but they did well with Medifilm.
Okay, now we're going to do a segue to Game of Thrones, because you mentioned it looked like Game of Thrones. So Game of Thrones started. I want to apologize to all the listeners, all of you, and I think we are now on 103. I want to tell you that we're going to have to wait 2 weeks before Trippa Trappa Truna can kick in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm very sorry because we've got to wait for Hannes Brummer, and he's very busy now. And
I can stay, Madun.
Ja, ons kan dit live doen. Ons
brood.
Ons kan dit live begin doen.
Nou nie live nie. I'm not good at that.
Nee, ek is baie sarcastic, ek sê ek kan stemme doen.
And so I'm going to catch up with episodes 1 and 2 only in 2 weeks time. I'll do them as one and then we will gradually catch up to where we are. I'm very sorry. Good. It was a good episode. Things look like they're going to happen. Let's just take it from what happened. We have got Khaleesi and the lesbian from the castle, Le Rock, and we got everyone on the ships busy going to Westeros now from the other place where they were. And what else happened? Oh, Jon Snow is preparing for the armada of weirdos, giants with blue eyes, skeletons with blue eyes, horses with blue eyes, and what else? Bernard, did you watch?
Yeah.
What else are coming? What are they called? Skeletons? No, is that my name? I
but
get confused.
The White Walkers.
Oh, the White. Die Witlopers. Ja, die Witlopers. Kijk, ek vertaal het mos vir my show om het nou snaaks te maak. And what else happened? Sansa was depressed.
Ja, ek was. Moet my nie met iets gooi nie. Ek was iets wat teleurgesteld in eerste episode. Hy het so met 'n bang geopen met daai hele scene waar almal vermoor word, maar ek weet nie.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to catch up tonight.
Wat? Maar jy kan nie net elke keer moord hê nie.
Maar vir jou season premiere.
Season 7 premiere.
Moet dit, ek weet nie, daar 'n bietjie wow wees.
What did you think, Casper?
Nie dit nie, apparently.
I thought they set the tone for the series. Mm. So everything is now set up to develop. It has to happen at some stage.
Mm.
And everyone being killed at the beginning, that was just a recap of the last episode of the last series, remember? So no one was actually killed in this episode, but they showed how everyone died. And Cersei is trying to woo Jon Snow and them now because she must get samenwerkers. What noemen ze het? Allegiances. And so all that was sort of set up. I've got it. Well, let me. I wrote down a couple of stuff for the episode of Trippa Trappa Truna, then I just couldn't get to it. I'll get to it now. I don't want to waste time. We do appreciate you calling us on WhatsApp. That'll be very, very nice. So here's the number in case you've forgotten.
079-748-2090.
And in Afrikaans is dit, Bernard?
079-748-2090.
You see. So that, please call, talk to us. Put your name down. I don't see any messages yet. I don't understand that. We had such a wonderful, but I don't think I thank them enough every time for talking to us. You see, that's part of my flaw as a human being. I must say thank you, thank you, thank you.
People love you because when you were sick, we were flooded with messages.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I feel so sick. Oh, my God. I can't see. I've got a headache. We also got today, again, Here Comes the Boys and Girls. Boys what? Of Cliff Central and girls. See how they dance, smoochy and prance. The girls of Cliff Central. Because today we only got girls.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We got two girls. Next week we'll have two men. Yay!
Amazing.
But today only the putters. But for the straight and the lesbians, it's good news. And I will ask our very spectacular lesbian in waiting, Bernard.
Lesbian in waiting.
Aspirant, what? Ek wou gesê ere lesbien. Om vir, minie nou nie, om vir ons af te neem, maar kom ons roep eers vir Rian in, hy is daar besig, om met die mense te chat, en dat hoor ons net gauw by hom, wat een flip gaan aan. Ek dink ek moet op haar vloek.
Wat een flip.
Wat een flip
it's
gaan
so
aan.
It's so unlike you.
I know, it's very unlike me, but you know. So this is quite an exciting segment, because you're dancing on the radio, and it's, people like it, they watch on watch. Hallo Rian.
Hallo Jolo, hoe het?
Hallo Rian.
Het gaan goed, Bikie, hy is Bikie, Betty is a Bikie. Maar vir die rest gaan het goed.
Wat beteken?
Beteken jy is Bikie, is hy grimmig, is hy grimmig. Ek weet nie wat dit beteken.
Is hy siek? Nie glad nie. Oh. Glad nie, ek weet nie waarvan hy praat nie.
Okay.
Wel, hy het na 10 minuten gesê, dankie dat jy nie meer met my praat nie.
Oh.
Wel, ek sit hier vir 15 minuten en toe begin 13
maar... 13 minuten.
Kom, sit hier by my.
13 is, hetzelfde as 15.
Maar jy sit nou by Rian.
En niemand.
So, nou kan ons sien hulle opkijk.
Skuif uit die stoel nader, hoor. Ek sê vir jou. Rian, weet ons vandag?
Ons het vandag vir Danielle. Sy gaan vir ons een prachtige slow dance routine doen. Dis iets wat ons nou nog nie gesien het nie.
Ja, een slow dance routine.
Een slow dance routine, ja.
Ja.
So, dis amper soos ballet op steroids.
Is dit Danielle hier achter jou?
Nee, dit is Alana.
En dat is ja, Alana.
En dat is vir Alana terug.
O, natuurlijk, Alana kom sit gauw. Okay. Please come sit, my darling, and tell me how is it.
So, I just need to say, I left Alana at home, because when I heard she's coming back, I was like, no, it's Sapphire time. So my name is Sapphire Flex.
Hello, Sapphire.
I am a burlesque dancer with Black Orchid Burlesque, so that's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, we love burlesque, eh? Now, what happened last time is we weren't on a certain Facebook stream, so we thought it only eerlijk for you. What is the eerlijk in English?
Honesty.
No.
Honesty.
Fitting.
No, what's the word? For a competition. It's only fair. Fair that you come back and do it. But you're back as Sophia. Sophia.
Sapphire.
Yeah, not Sophia. Sophia? Yeah. Sapphire.
Yes.
So what are you going to do, darling? And on what music?
I'm dancing to The Stripper by David Rose. Woo! We're going classic New Orleans burlesque, darling.
I love it. Oh my God. And I'm going to put my
alien pilikie.
My phone, yeah, my pilikie werk weer nie. So I tried it, so it's not going to work. But then can I speak to Danielle while you voorberei?
Perfect.
Do you want to go first or last? Who should go first or last?
I will go first by request.
Okay.
Just to get the nerves done.
Okay, is Danielle nervous?
Yes.
Oh, shame. Okay, we'll talk to her, we'll make it better. And you go so long, and then I will let you know, and then you start with your wonderful burlesque, and it will be live. Ladies and gentlemen, Damerson here. If you're looking to, if you're listening to the podcast, you can still go to Facebook, Casper de Vries fan page Facebook, and you will see the save dancing there. So you can still watch it. But if you're listening live, then And I don't know if anyone is. Oh, yeah, there was a message now.
What said it? What said it? What said it?
It says my three favorite presenters. Yay.
Oh,
oh, we love you.
We love you too.
We love you so much. And please write more. You see, I'm a glucking gat. Yep. What? Gagging kak.
Licking
a gat. Yeah. And. Won't you just do give your piliki banner to Rian and push it in there?
Merci.
And just play, just play. I just want to hear. This is not the song now. I just want to hear if it's working.
Okay.
So just play something. Yeah, it is. Okay, so fine. Okay. No, I just had wanted to test, but because mine didn't. Danelle, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. I saw you this morning here warming up.
Yes.
And it's, that's dedication.
I had to. I'm getting old, you know.
Yeah, so with, same with me.
Yeah.
And but you don't look older than 17? Whoa.
Ooh, whoa. Lovely.
Yes.
Yay. No, I'm 25.
Okay, and what are you going to dance? What style?
I'm going to do slow dance.
Oh, yes, he said so.
Yes, it's part of the high energy group. There's slow dance, freestyle,
what
and
is slow dance? What is slow dance?
Slow dance is basically a form of contemporary, if you know contemporary. Like, so you think you can dance?
Yeah. So it's also the one that, yes, that Mandy woman, yes, directs. Am I right?
Yes, that,
yeah,
Mandy woman.
It's always that, yeah, and yes, it's different, and it's a story, and...
Yes, and it's slow.
Slow, yeah, I love it. I love, so you think you can dance. Do. I love it.
Don't feel.
I don't see it enough. Is it on TV still?
I think there's a new episode out.
Really?
Starting, yeah.
Okay. There's, there's now a series called World of Dance. That is a J-Lo that's in
that. Yes. She now took over and she wanted to be number one. Yeah, she's there. And who else is on that panel again?
It's J-Lo.
There was other people like...
There's one guy that's...
It's that one actor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure of his name.
Yeah, yeah, but why would you have actors... What's he about? Not VSOP panel?
Sure.
No.
Hy is af, so ek is
aan. Ek dink jy is besig om mooi vir ons te soek.
Nee, dit was 'n kwaad tyd geweest. Dit was
ek dink hulle gebruik miskien hierdie celebs om die program meer te...
Ek absoluut. Sigbaar te maak.
Ja,
it's not right because I like, so you think you can dance. There's always dancers there. And people who directed musicals and stuff as judges. So I like that. Anyway, on which song are you going to slow dance for us, Danelle?
It's Half the World Away from Aurora.
Very cool.
Okay, but what song? I know it's far away, the song, but... okay, Half the World Away, we're going to see you now. So, but first, Casper is taking his iPhone. And I'm
putting it on live video.
Yeah,
are you going to give to me, please?
Do you want to go in?
Okay, but if you have a problem with me going, I will not, but I would love to go.
Do you want to...
Yes.
To take the... And not... Okay, we'll give you the chance.
Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in human history, we will have good old Gavin doing the camera. If it's out of focus, we're going to let you pay dearly, my darling. Publish... Live video. We're getting there.
And I'm getting evil stares from my stepsister.
Ooh,
please help.
Ooh, sy's kwaad nou vir jou.
Nee, glad nie.
Maar hoe kom jy
gewoond van sy vat oor?
I call this Danelle plus what? Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Ek weet nie of ek dit reg spel nie. Saf, S-A-P-P-H, what then?
I-R-E.
I-R-E. Sapphire. Danelle and Sapphire, I call it that. There we go live. Let me just turn it around first. Hi. Okay, so here we are on Facebook. We're going to watch Sapphire first with a burlesque sexy number. So make sure your boss is not watching what you are watching on your computer. And after this, we're going to have Danelle. So now I'm going to give... Oh, we got one person already. Hello. Hello, you two. It's two now. Hello, you lovely people. We're waiting for a little bit more. Otherwise, the people are going to be too late. Look, kyk hierdie ringe onder my fucking oë, hè? Want ek het geslaap vanmôre. Jesus. Maar ek is okay. Ek is mentally heeltemal fine. Fine. Hoor. Okay, we're nearly at 20, so I think we can give it to... Okay, Gavin, you know what to do. Hey, my darling. So this is, I turn it around for you, and I talk, no, my darling, Is it right? Okay. Now talk while you walk.
Okay.
Otherwise, people don't know what's going on because they don't. Okay. They don't hear the radio thing. They hear you. So that's Gavin on his way. So, Rian, what is the song for the burlesque number?
It's very raunchy. I don't want to ruin anything.
Is it? Okay. It's so, is it even the title raunchy?
No. It's The Stripper.
Oh, my God. I'm worked up already. And it's women. Then you must know.
I can't wait.
Jy ook nie, ne?
Volgende week bring ons daarom twee manne.
Ja!
Fantastisch, ek is nie hier nie.
But I'll bring a strap to strap down my pipi. But
ek doch, strap. Wat jy wil, strap on.
Ja, no, that I'll do. No, I can't do that today. We'll give the strap ons to the ladies.
Doen daar in een bloem.
Ja.
Extra cup.
Okay, well, I have got the song. Is she ready? Sapphire, my lovely burlesque sexy dancer, are you ready, darling? So let's go.
So wild geweest, die ligte het afgegaan. Sê jy, die hele gebou se krag is af.
Toe sy
kwak net weer aan.
Daai kwak net wel weg, toe gaan die ligte
af. Dis gesensor. Oh, ja. Ons is gesensor deur die gebou.
We get turned on and the lights get turned off.
Yeah, that's a good one, Rian. I think you should join our team.
Okay.
And Rian, that was great. And now we're going to have Danel, and she's going to do a slow dance.
That's right.
So, is she ready?
Let's just see.
I'm going to turn on your volume, Rian, so that you
can
push your little button there. And people, if you saw this, that was fantastic. Oh, look at that. Take a picture quickly. When did that go off?
When the lights went off.
Oh, no. Really?
Really.
Oh, I didn't.
It was like rehearsed almost.
It was like Gareth was sitting somewhere.
I thought you planned it.
Well,
that was very good timing.
Yeah, that was absolutely fantastic.
Much. Wow.
So we're going to do a picture now.
Awesome.
And we're going to post it on Face. And
on Face.
Insta. Face. Insta. Did someone see this? Wait.
Well, you know, I just want to say, if the audience wants to see more, we have a charity event the 12th of August at Movida called the Grand Exhibition. It's a burlesque benefit. 12th August. So you can get your tickets at Quicket. All the funds go to
Cricket.
Quicket. Quicket.co.za.
I don't hear this.
The Grand Exhibition.
Did you say orgasmus?
I'm sure it's going to be a grand exhibition.
12th of Augustus.
Yes.
Augustus. And it's at Quick.
At Movida.
Ah, what's that club?
Movida Club, that's it.
See, I don't know. Maria, I just know old age home called Merwerde.
So all the funds are going to the Breast Health Foundation. All the dancers just do this for charity every year.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's very fantastic. Cool. And tell me, as a true sodomite, will there be men?
There are men.
Also, we're going to do burlesque. No, only
women. No, we were waiting for one. Mostly women. We do have boylesquers in Cape Town.
Please.
So they will be performing the grand exhibition in Cape Town there.
Okay, so all the Cape Town gays, we got boylesque. I love that word, boylesque. It's like in New York, boylesque. And then we got the straight, full-blooded lesbians and men to come to Merwerde. Merwerde. Oh, that's good news. Okay,
there's
so...
There's an event that you hope gaan tits up.
Ja, mooi, ou ben, nie so goed as Ria nie, maar nice. So now, is Danel ready? Can we go? Can we launch?
Are we ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, Alana, have a look there. And here we go. Oh, oh my God.
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty. And I can feel the warning signs running around. When I leave this island, I book myself into soul asylum. I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. So here I go, I'm still scratching around in the same old hole. My body feels young, but my mind is very old. So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams that are mine anyway. You're half the world away. You're half the world away. And when I leave this planet, you know I'd stay, but I just can't stand it. And I can feel the warning signs running. If I could leave this spirit, find me a hole and I'll live in. And I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. So here I go, I'm still scratching it.
Yay, how beautiful was that, people?
It's honest.
Oh, I love it.
Ek love haar pakkie wat sy aan het.
Ja, sy gaan actually Spanje toe vir 'n kompetisie. Sy was al oor die hele wêreld gewees, so sy gaan nou Spanje toe om 'n kompetisie te doen.
In contemporary dance?
Ja, nou in al die verskillende style.
Did we watch the cameraman's technique, hey, Bernard? Did you see that? Gavin was on the roof. He was in circles. Have you saved it, though? Because if you haven't saved it, Gavin, we are in big shit.
What do you mean?
Oh my God, what is this? Why is it... Did you switch it off? What the fuck?
It finished,
okay. So I think it's just recording. I hope so, Gavin, for your sake. Darling, I hope so.
Otherwise, well done, Gavin. Otherwise, Mike's going to get switched off.
It's that,
for days.
That little thing is turning. Oh, live videos ended. Upload. Off. No, my darling.
Here we are on Facebook. Oh. We're going to watch. No.
Echo.
Upload.
On, and I'll go post. Okay, it's going to go. People, you will really enjoy it. And do tell us about Gavin's camera technique vis-a-vis Bernard's. And then we can decide who is
the best cameraman.
And also Hannes, hey, he's also, we missed. Now, Gavin, if you can come over here, my darling, and look at the screen and read the messages, but I'm going to give you my mic like this. And you can, and I'm going to go to your mic. Are you ready? Just don't have one dead
end. Where do I start? Well, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So we've got a message.
Ja,
daar is je naam in my gaan so. Hallo julle, ek luister ook live. My hoogtepunt van die dag.
Oh.
En dan luister ek weer die potgooi live.
Oh.
Baie dankie vir 'n super nice show.
We love you.
En hy het handjies klap en hy het lippies en twee gesikkies.
You see, so we just got to tell him you love him.
I love whoever you are.
Yeah. And then look at the one on top. It's just a picture that was sent.
There's a picture.
Jesus, what? Who's this?
I don't know, but it's a there's a photo.
Of what?
Of an man.
There's a man, but sit up a bed.
Carl.
Carl.
So send us more of that. Tell us your name. Do you want to do something on the show?
Yes, send us. Otherwise, we say your number live on air.
Do you want to join for your
work? Yeah, otherwise we're going to start WhatsApping you like trolls.
Yes, Mike, get the photo gestuurd. Oh my goodness, he did say that something. There's like just a full stop.
No, but we want more than a full stop. Give us a comma.
Okay.
comma.
And then I want a question mark as well. Comma no.
Comma no.
Very nice. I think Rian should be on the show.
Fantastic.
Okay, so I'm going to keep talking, Gavin. We must fall the air. We must fall the dead air.
My stepsister that's sitting there, but she's busy posting.
I'm busy posting a photo of your takeover skills, that you actually took over the show and pushed Casper to the side.
And the camera work.
And it worked. I mean, he is really showing his
skills. Yeah.
Maybe you should like demote me to sound engineer so that I can be at bay.
Or parking attendant.
Yeah. Rian, it was nice to see you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Next week. Well done. Come quickly.
Yay.
Danel, that was stunning. You know what happened to me, my darling, is if I stand up to watch you, I step on my cable of my headphone and then I rip myself to the fucking carpet.
I know.
So that every time I'm trying to get up to see you, so I'm going to watch it on Facebook. But the little bit I saw, I was emotional. And I loved it.
Thank you very much.
I see our special guest has arrived as well. Ooh. But before we get her in the studio, I want to ask you something, Bernard.
Yes.
Can I send you a WhatsApp and then you can play it for me because my PPE isn't working?
Shame.
Yeah, his plick has now become his pee-pee.
Oh, I can put it like this. No. Can you hear this?
No.
No, we can't hear it. Okay, so what happened was, I would have phoned this morning. I would have called two people in New York, Kurbis and Hugo, because they are on a VR show, same as you, your channel. Jelle maak mooi
hier. Ons maak nou mooi TV, hoor. Ons maak nou mooi TV. Hulle show is actually baie goed.
Well, say it, yeah. When is it?
Ek het nou net gesê.
No, but to them.
Yours is tonight, hey?
Ja, vanavond 9 uur. Kijk, Betty Bangles in die dossers.
What channel? Channel
147.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to know that. Moet het nie misloop nie.
En dan het ons vir Kobus en Hugo. Ek ken hulle. I did visit them in New York and Hugo is a fantastic.
Nou, Kobus is fantakkies gewees. For weep.
Oh, wow.
Nou jy.
Ja.
En dan jy takkies.
I do. But he's got a story to tell. But I don't want to... I want to ask him live one day in the studio. Because he do come to South Africa every now and then.
Ja, hy's just vrienden met... Hi, Intellips.
Very, and I want to hear his story.
Yeah.
But in any case, so he is there, and he's doing all kinds of wonderful work, and he and Hugo know each other, and they bitch each other, and it's always nice to hear the bitching when you're there with them. It's like you feel at home. Hugo, yes, I ate at his restaurant New Year's Eve a couple of years ago. I think 2009 over to 2010, that night I was there at his restaurant and I met the boss of PBS, but no one knows what PBS is. Public Broadcasting Service.
Remember Amalisha?
It wasn't ABC or fucking or NBC, but it was PBS. Have you got your thing switch on there?
Ja, is dit twee aparte boodskappe van... Die een hou baie van chat. Ek dink dit is seker Kobus, want op die show chat hou ek heel tyd.
Ja, Kobus is a chatter.
Maar die een is 5 minuut en die ander is 1 minuut.
Okay, so this is what I said, people, I'm going to phone you this morning, and then we heard we got technical problems with our phones.
Aww.
Which is also good because we had 2 power cuts already during this show. Already, today. So, I mean, if the phones... were on, we wouldn't have heard them. on the power cut. So I said, send me a voice note. So let's hear what they said.
Hi Casper, dis Koba en Hugo.
Dis nou nie die een wat jy op die show moet gebruik nie. Ons stuur net die een wat ons gerekord het.
O God, amper speel ek die verkeerde een. Ok, speel die ander een. Hierdie een wil hulle nie hê nie. Koba, o Jesus, Kobus, daar Kobus, daar gaan jou hele fucking reputasie. Koba. O God, ons moet dit rewind. Ok, weer.
Nie te lang.
Waar is dit nou? Jou mic is af, want jy moet die ding speel. Kobus en hier goed, take two.
Hallo Casper, dis Kobus en Hugo. Casper?
Dis snaaks nie Hugo
Casper of net Hugo?
Nee, dis net Hugo, Kobus.
Hi Casper, dis Kobus en Hugo. Ons sit hier in Central Park in New York City.
Dis lekker warm.
Hier op 'n donderdag en is 6 uur die aand by ons en is 85 grade. Wat is in Celsius, Hugo?
Ek dink is so 30 grade, Kobus.
Whatever it is, dis baie warm. Die kraaie gaap, ek het nou net een hierso gesien gaap hier langs my. Casper, ons is jammer, ons kan nie saam met jou daar wees op jou show nie.
Maar technologie so in Amerika laat ons toe om met jou bietjie te praat sonder om jou te bel.
Wel, natuurlijk sal ons jou graag wou bel, maar met die tydsverskil was ek nou nie lus om 5 uur in die oggend op te staan vir jou 11 uur show nie. So, this is second best. Maar ek het nie gesin nie hier om koek en tee te hê met jou nie. Alhoewel ons het graag sou wou doen.
Ja, ons het 'n nuwe TV-show daar so by julle in Suid-Afrika, Kobus.
Ja, en ons is nou hier om dit 'n bietjie te promote.
Sien jou in New York.
En wanneer is dit op? Goed, watte aande, watte kanaal en hoe laat?
Dit is op woensdae aande 6:00 op WTV. Wat se kanaal, Kobus?
Kanaal 147. Elke woensdag aan 6:00, onthou dit. Woensdae aande 6:00 147. Sien jou in New York, Kobus en Hugo.
Ja, en as jy dit nie op woensdae aande kan sien 6:00 nie, weet ek is daar 'n hele klompie herhalings gedurende die week. Maar jy gaan ons moet volg. Op Kobus, wat's jou...
My Instagram is Kobus_ in Afrikaans. _Gauche_official.
En myne is net Hugo Ice.
@HugoIce
op Facebook, Instagram en Twitter.
Hugo is 'n totale sosiale...
Vlinder.
Hy kan enigiets in sosiaal en op enige media platform. Ek is maar net op Instagram. Ek verstaan nie die res eintlik goed. Hugo, wat was jou die lekkerste van die 2 weke wat ons daai show opgeneem het? Want ons is nou maar eers op ons 3de episode. Eers verlede woensdag was ons 3de episode. So daar's nog 10 episodes wat voor lê. Wat was jou die lekkerste van die 12, 13 dae wat ons geskiet het in New York?
Kobus, dit was maar om tyd saam met jou te spandeer.
Natuurlik, Hugo.
En Doreen, wat ek so lank klas gesien het, wat vir so lief is.
Dis nou Doreen Morris.
Ja, en al ons gaste, vriende wat ons lank klas gesien het. En,
soos wie?
Soos Christel Smit.
Ja, Tarien van die Goalie, julle allemaal onthou seker vir Tarien. Wel, sy was op ons show, wie nog?
Karen Hougaard.
My darling, my angel, ek is so mal vir Karen Hougaard. Sy het eintlik nie baie van jou gehou nie, maar sy het vir my gesê na die tyd dat sy baie van my gehou het, maar nie so baie van wie nog.
En Gys de Villiers.
Gys de Villiers was verlede woensdag se episode en die tweede episode was Beautiful Wie? Nicola
Breitenbach, ja.
Baie bekende model. So dit was great en dit was 'n groot fun geweest vir my om saam met jou goed te werk. Weet ek weet ek en jy bly al 20 jaar in New York, maar ons sien mekaar nie so gereeld nie. So dit was lekker om
mekaar
saam
te
met jou
sien, ja.
Te spreek.
Nee,
en ek dink miskien vir die volgende 4 jaar is ek nou goed.
Ja nee, ek dink ook maar so, ek dink 5 jaar.
Okay, great. Nee, goed, so nou finally, terwyl ons nou Casper se airwaves hijack. Vir wie wil jy hallo sê?
Ag jong, ek wil my pa Davie hallo sê, hy is kuier in...
Hallo oom Davie.
Hy bly in Suid-Afrika, vir so rukkie, gaan hy terug Australië toe, en ek wil vir my broer in Australië, Werner, en sy vrou Annemie, en hulle kinders sê, want ek weet, jou show is international, Casper,
jy is so amazing, dat jy tot international is met jou show. Ek wil graag vir my ma en pa hallo sê, my neefie Michael was net verlede week hier in New York en my niggie Jessica is baie jaloers, so ek hoop sy luister en ek hoop sy gaan binnenkort kom kuier. En my sissie Debbie en Jacques en sommer vir almal wat na ons show kyk en die show geniet. Ons hoop julle geniet die rest van die show. En Cassie, jy moet kom kuier. Ek onthou jy toe Cassie was?
Ja nee, ek kan onthou ons shows gaan kyk.
op die perrekarretjies gaan ry en na al die fancy restaurante toe gaan.
Ek het daai aand my foon verloor op die perrekarretjie. Ek onthou dit. Kasper is jou skuld.
Goeie genade Kasper, kan jy onthou hoeveel geld jy spandeer het daai een aand by daai restaurant Jean Georges?
Ja.
Ek dink dit is tyd vir hom terug te kom, maar tot dan toe wil ons vir jou baie groete gee. Ons wil jou dankie sê om ons op jou show te hê.
En ons wil vir mense sê, kyk na, sien jou in New York, woensdaagaande.
6:00.
Elke woensdag aan.
Elke woensdag.
Vir die volgende 10 woensdaagaande. En dan heruitsendings, asseblief kyk.
Via kanaal 147 en dan sien ons jou in New York.
Dankie Kasper, bye!
Dit was oulik, ek onthou die aand, en ek nie geweet, ek dacht jy het jou voel verloor, Kobus, nie jou voel nie, maar ok, ek weet ook nie. En,
hulle klink na so joviale band.
Hulle is.
Wow.
But, I mean, you live in New York, hoe jovial kan jy dan nie wees?
Exactly.
You're inside that stream of energy every day.
That's my life.
That's why they are so jolly. And I'm so fucking jealous because I want to be there as well.
I'm taking one of your sweeties.
You take my haul. Sorry, I took a hauls because I had some vitamin B and it made me taste all funny.
So
I
got a haul. Vitamin B is good.
I know. I wanted energy, remember? Because I was late for the show and I didn't know. Now I've got vitamin B and I can't stop fucking. Oh, we got our. Wait. I must play my. Okay, can you say we got our? Yeah. And then I play extra and then special. Okay, wait. Wait, Gavin. Don't be like overexcited. I'll give you a cue. Okay, make a big thing of it. We've got three guests. Eh? Okay, go.
We've got our
extra special.
Okay, go on.
Guest.
Yeah, that was good. For gemeenskapsradio in die platteland, ja.
This is what we are dealing
this
with.
This is awkward. I think you can do it better. Come, again.
Wat is my eerste lyne weer? Ek het vergeet.
Nee.
Well, wat my first
het jy die lyne vergeet?
Yes, I've got the
ons lines. Het ons, dit is al wat jy moet sê.
Oh, yes, we've got
oh,
our.
Oh my God, Gavin, you must go to a doctor, hey?
It's, oh well.
Jesus, it was four words you had to say.
Okay. We've got our
extra special
guest. Sikkie beter.
Guests. We got them here in front of me. It is Karen Zoid.
Woo!
Yay!
And
Karen is officially a FOTS, which is the friend of the show. And the more you visit us, Karen, the more you will become. At the end, you will be an Order of the Garter. But then you've got to be here another four times.
Okay.
But you already promoted to FOTS. And then Karin Loopsha, you are also a FOTS because you were here with Karin the other time.
Dis reg, ja.
Ja, sit net die mic soos 'n ding voor jou. Daar sê.
Maar hierdie keer het ons
ja.
Iemand wat baie slimmer is ons al twee is saamgebring.
Hy het mooi in sy as jy so dik bril moet dra as jy so.
Ja, en as jy so 'n fluweel baadjie, swart fluweel sports baadjie dra, dan weet mense jy is 'n professor, 'n dokter by die Universiteit van Stellenbosch, Skalk van der Merwe, ook basgitaarspeler in my groep.
Yes, jy gaan hoog.
Ja, ek het net ons is Nerds Vacation by my band.
But I mean, if you look at bands like Queen, they all doctors and professors.
Yeah.
You know, Brian May and John Deacon, I think, is mad now.
Yeah.
He was bassist, so be aware.
Yeah.
So ek het Skalk vandag saamgebring vir 'n bietjie SSP, shameless self-promotion vir sy boek. Hy het 'n boek geskryf met woorde, min prentjies. Die boek se naam is On Record en dit handel oor
plate.
Afrikaanse opnames vanaf 1900 tot 2017.
Ek wil 'n kopie hê. Het jy een
hier? Ek het nie een hier nie.
Het jy 'n e-kopie?
Ek sal vir jou die link stuur, ja.
Asseblief.
Maar ek sal vir jou een
opneem. Dit is up my alley, ek love dit.
Ja.
Dit sal vir my baie lekker wees. Baie welkom ook by
baie,
die show, Skalk. En so julle tree op vanaand en môre aand en julle is klaar uitverkoop. Ja. So dit eintlik help nie dat ons nou fucking die interview doen nie.
Altyd, dit help my altyd om jou te sien, want jy ja. is een van my favorite mense in die
wereld.
Dankie.
We got a bond, people. Jane Bond. Because you did Aeroplane Jane, that's why I was trying to be clever. Karine, have you got here? Darling, I have to speak English every now and then because some English people also listen to this show. Het jy dalk Kaan en Karen se song by jou?
Ja, ek het actually twee songs van hulle.
Ons het okay, iets
daar's iets wat niemand nog gehoor het.
Woo! Okay, wat
for Cliff Central and it's in English as well.
For the Catholic radio show on Cliff Central in English. In this English. Is just hitting a market. A market 100%.
This is a first, a world first, an interweb first.
Yes.
It's a bootleg copy.
Lekker.
Of one of our recordings.
I think this is the first artist who ever played on a radio her bootleg copy.
It's a bootleg copy. And that's a good excuse because that's the reason why it was mixed. But it hasn't been mastered. It's never ever been heard by anybody else. Skulk hasn't even heard it yet. Dit is een opname van ons live show by the Artscape a couple of weeks ago. Of one of my all-time favorite Parlatone songs, a cover, the collaboration between me and Khan of Giant Mistake.
So let's listen. Press your button.
I can.
Okay. Wait. So.
Welkom by Radio Oukiep, hier in die Namakwa-land. Ek hoor absoluut fokal. Het jy dat in die rechte gat is? There you go, people, an exclusive. For the first time ever. Even Skulk is listening to this for the first time. And I'm gonna shut up right now. live from Artscape. And this is the show you are doing tonight as well, am I right?
Yeah, it's a show called We Could Be Divine. And we've been touring the country. We did the Guy Butler Theatre in Grahamstown. We did Saint Duplessis.
San, hoe gaan met daar? Het al een facelift gehad.
Ongelukkig genoeg nie.
Die arme plek. Okay, but the people were there.
Yeah, it was a full house. We,
yay.
We're blessed. Hashtag blessed, yeah.
Okay, well, let me just play this.
Yay!
Okay. And now you're here for the Monty 2 shows.
Yeah, my first time at the Teatro.
Oh, so you love
very,
it?
Very, very excited.
I wanted to be there. You knew, you know, I wanted to be there, but I've got to go to Bloemfontein. Now, I love Bloemfontein.
And you're going to do an amazing show, mense. Yeah. Julle moet die show gaan kyk. I saw it at Oudtshoorn and it's hilarious. Met Skull Poseidon out then.
Next week, we at Silver Star, there's like one booking. Please promote it now.
Mense, the best part of the whole show...
Wat was het? Karine het zo gelacht.
Remember, it's every time it's a new show, so I don't know if we ever do it again.
Life is so... so difficult that it's really necessary for us humans to go and convene at places such as Silver Star Casino to sit next to each other and cry with laughter at the ridiculousness, at the beauty and the futility of life.
Beautiful.
Something that Casper de Vries truly encapsulates in the show. What is it? What is it? 3-1 with Hannes Brimmer. Skulky beside note, and natuurlijk the legend himself, the one they're riding his coattails. We all know that. Let's just get
no,
that out the way.
Not.
Yes, they
no,
so
they
are.
Not.
Ah, but it's okay. We all have, we all have, and you graciously allowed us to. And it's a fantastic show. Yeah, I saw it myself. I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting next to Casper.
Yeah.
A fantastic show,
thank
a great laugh.
Wow.
This is we're going to take out and play over and over and over.
Yes, 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 yes.
Gavin, my darling, do you want to come and just read quickly our messages while I ask, get yourself ready here, and then I'm going to ask Karen a question. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so
confirm.
It is again dead space. Get ready. Don't read yet. I want to ask Karen something, and then when you're ready, you show me. So, Karen, you said the song was mixed, but not mastered. What's the difference? What's the difference between mixing and mastering? Because it sounded wonderful to me.
Mixing is, if I could say it, if I could compare it to a painting, or let me compare it to a photo.
Yeah.
Once you've photoshopped a cover of a magazine, you grade it. Maybe you will use a filter to put over it. Or if you shoot a movie, you'll edit the movie, you'll cut the movie. And at the end, you grade it. It gives it a certain look, like Fight Club had a blue-green grade.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Wes Anderson movies are rather bright and yellowy.
So you give it character, basically, with a mastering.
It's a feel.
A feel.
Yeah, an atmosphere and a feel. Because everything in the canvas has been spatially arranged. Die sitkamer stel is ge...
Is daar?
Die sitkamer is nou gearranged, die meubels staan alles op sy plek. En hierdie is net 'n bietjie 'n kersie, 'n belichting. Ek sê, belichting.
Very nicely explained. I understand. Even I understand. Nou weet jy ook. Gavin, wat sê hulle daar op WhatsApp? Wat vir al die mooie jong kaal man...
Oké, kom ek lees hierdie dingetje gaan ek, maar die kaal man het vir ons een lang boodskap gestuur. Dis amper een novelle. Ons eerste boodskap.
Een voorvelle, wat?
Een novelle. Hi Casper, Casper word gespel met een K.
Fok jou.
Hi Casper, guys and gals.
Hallo julle, nie ek sê jammer, want het is as gevolg van die feit dat ek iets sê, soos fok jou dat die mens nooit weer skryf. Maak nie saak nie, noem my een K, noem my Casper met een D, ek gee nie om nie.
Love your show, listening live on the internet. Just let you know, I miss Duncan and his echte plaas Afrikaans.
Yeah, we do. Now, remember, Duncan has left us for Touch HD. We miss him as well.
You should let him know. You should let him come say again. Thanks, Dean from Pretoria.
Dean. We will get him in as a guest one day again. I told him because he's got a wonderful podcast out where he plays most magnificent music you've never heard in your life. You know, like deep, underground, wonderful jazz. Dum, 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 dum. Baby, I love you. Stuff like that. Yeah.
En dan skryf Jean vir ons, hi julle, dis die eerste keer in 3 jaar dat ek live luister.
Jean, jou knorhaan, why? But do you enjoy it?
Wil net sê, ek love julle. Oh. Luister nou al vandag een af na elke liewe show van julle.
Yes.
En het op het tyd baie gemessage, maar julle het dit nooit gelees.
Nee, maar ons sal moes. Ons sal die messages ignore nie.
Toe hou ek maar op.
Oh no, Jean, we love you.
So hoop julle lees dit hierdie keer.
Wel, ons gaan.
Ja, ons het nou net. Okay, nou hier is die Kaalman se boodskap.
quick.
So, hulle my prachtige dollars. Here, ek het omtrent...
Hy klink soos 'n molla, ne?
Ja. Precies. Here, ek het omtrent langklaas 'n boodskapje gestuur, ja. Maar weet net, ek luister altyd. Al hoor julle nie so baie van my nie. Verder moet ek net vir my sister Betty sê, baie geluk met jou show.
Betty.
Dankie, Kaalman. Is dit nie Adrian nie?
Dit is inderdaad Adrian.
Want Dolla, hy sê altyd hallo Dollas.
Adrian
van PE.
Yes.
Adrian, wat 'n Kaalman het jy? Is dit jou man wat jy het? Ons mis jou, Adrian. Weet jy wat, ek wou op 'n stadium gesê het, waar is jy? Hoekom skryf jy nie? Maar ek sal, jy kan weer boodskappe ook stuur, voice notes, en sal ek het speel. Ek beloof, Adrian. Wie is die man op jou fucking WhatsApp? Is dit jou man? Charles is sy naam, ne?
En dan sê hy ook, hoop dit gaan goed met jou recovery van jou rugoperasie, Kevin. Baie dankie, Adrian. En hy is natuurlijk besides homself and excited. Hy sê, wat die fok Karen in die studio? My girl, ek is fucking mal oor jou. Ek is eerlik as ek sê dat ek 'n ander kant van jou leer ken het met jou show, die Republiek van Zuid-Afrika. Ek is fucking mal oor Millies, ay jere, sy is so verlore, maar sy is toch te sweet. Sy het een van die R5 gesiggies. As ek haar sien, wil ek net 'n geldjie gee. Die show was great, hoop om julle binnenkort weer te sien. Lots of love, Adrian van Uitenhaag.
Oh, hey, Skalkes
van Uitenhaag.
Ken jy van Adrian?
Ken jy van Adrian?
Adrian en Charles.
Wat's Adrian se fun?
Adrian, skryf gou jou van.
Adrian, was jy ek in die hoërskool brandwag gewees?
Was jy in brandwag?
Middel 90's.
Kom ons vind uit.
As jy was, skryf.
Wow.
Vul gou die dead air, en ek moet my oorfone soek.
Daar's, ek het net daar gesit, voor jou. Ek het net daar gesit.
Okay,
I'm filling the dead air.
With what?
With
I'll fill the dead air. Ek het spesifiek vandag vir hierdie wonderlike man aan my linkerkant om so dat ons SSP kan doen vir sy boek. Hy is 'n geskiedkundige. Mense is altyd 'n bietjie bang vir geskiedenis want dit het 'n vervelige tinge.
Alhoewel dit die lewe is.
Maar hier sit ons en ons neem, ons is besig om ons we're busy broadcasting ourselves
and we are making history.
Yes. We are part of history whether we like it or not.
No.
So but
do you want to conduct an interview and I can fill in?
Ek dink net dat ek sal graag wil hê Skalk moet ons net 'n bietjie vertel van sy boek On Record.
Wat is sy boek? Waaroor gaan daai doktersvraag gedoen het?
Ja.
Okay,
wat is daai titel uit postmoderne nudistiese
Wat dankie dat julle my saamgesleep het uit my gemaklike hotelkamer uit vanoggend.
Lekker, jou gelukkige blik so.
Ek kom sit hier so op die bankie buite en ewe skielik dans hier die girl en trek haar klere uit terwyl ek wag.
Hoe was dit, hè?
Dit was interessant.
Ons kikker mense op.
Dit is fantasties. Anyway, die boek se naam is On Record Popular Afrikaans Music and Society 1900 to 2017.
Why in English?
Want ek wil hê dit moet 'n internasionale
Want hy gaan praat in Genève en Seattle, hy is bang hy verloor sy gigs, as hy oor see gaan praat by al die musiekkonferensies in die wêreld.
So dis 'n lekker manier om die wêreld te sien, ook om dan gaan praat jy oor
Afrikaans en Engels.
Ja.
Jy praat oor Afrikaanse songs in Engels, that's wonderful. En dan gaan jy vir hulle dan speel die van die musiek.
Ek doen partykeer.
Net nie die Breels nie hoor, want dan...
Die Breels is al in.
Oh my God.
Kom ons vraag vir Kasper, weet jy wat was die heel eerste Afrikaanse opname? As jy moet raai.
Nee, ek weet nie wat dit is nie.
Kevin, if you had to guess, die heel eerste, wanneer was dit en wat was dit?
Okay, ja, vertel.
Kom ek vraag, as jy moet raai.
Die heel eerste Afrikaanse opname.
Ja.
Okay, ek sal raai, net raai, Sari Mare.
Okay.
Okay.
Maar ek weet nie dit wie nie.
Jy weet nie dit wie nie, en jy, wat sal jy raai?
I've got even no idea, ek het so in a mixed family groot geword. My earliest memory probably Willy Wally.
Okay.
I was born in 1977, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay. So what was the first song?
dis is 'n versameling van Transvaalse en boere liedjies wat deur 'n jonge heer J.J. Smit opgeneem is in Londen in 1906.
Wow.
2 maande voordat die Springbokspan My Matras en Jou Kombers en We Are Marching to Pretoria wat nou nie eintlik Afrikaans is nie en Tiki Draai en sekere tipe goed opgeneem het die dag nadat hulle Cambridge gewen het. 29-0.
Toe gaan toe onmiddellik toe raak hulle
toe raak hulle seker famous toe raak hulle
popster.
Ja. Maar ek het actually nog nooit daai opnames gehoor en fisies gehoor nie, maar jy weet as jy nou dink aan Bless Their Souls hoe rugby spelers sing normaalweg, dink ek nie dit is miskien die hoogtepunt.
Ek dink die plaasnaam was hier singie bokke. Later opgevolg deur die kommie bokke.
Ek dink wat se genre dink julle sal hier kom die bokke wees en ek het dit al apredan toe
Leon Schusterson.
Ja, rugby pop.
Translated cheap rugby cock. I would think.
No, but it's La Cucaracha.
Exactly, it's translated. It's not original.
It's a parody of Spanish traditional song.
Okay, so let's go to Weird Al Yankovic and go, what is his style? Because it's in
parody.
There.
It's parody.
Parody.
Satirical.
Satirical is more clever. Parody.
Ventriloquism.
Parody pop. Hey?
Yeah. That's fantastic. Can I
get skryf it onmiddellik neer in sit
die volgende boek sal haar bedanking wees.
Voetnota daar vir Kasper.
Kasper Jeetvries.
Weet jy wat in my show my eie one man show doen ek kunstmatige geskiedenis oor Afrikaanse musiek.
Oh, fantasties.
En ek as my karakter Montel want die wil nou ook sing, die wil hy sing gay kontry.
Oh,
nou,
fantasties.
vir RSG. Sing hy gay kontry, maar nou speel hy vir die mense van die ou liedjies en so, maar dit was sommer net liekraak uit, dit is nie regtig die geskiedenis nie, so I would love to read your book, and I can even then, in die show kan Montel uit lees, en sê,
dit is al great,
wow,
kan ons nie Montel sy album produce nie,
asseblief,
ek sal verskrikkelijk graag dit doen, ek stel ernstig belang nou, Jack,
nee, ek ook, ek wil vir Montel vat, dat hy 'n oeuvre,
Karim kan vir hom 'n fantastiese musiekvideo maak,
ja.
Skou kan alles dokumenteer.
Ja. En ja.
Can I be an extra?
Yes. You can be. Although no, the song's got to be with Jacques de Blanche.
I can't sing. I just want to be there.
No,
I can carry your bags or something.
There's Jacques en Montel in duet.
Okay.
Dis die eerste song. En waar kry mense jou?
Die uitgewers is
Your book.
African Sun Media, so jylle kan op die internet gaan kyk op hulle site, daar is 'n link wat jy kan koop, fysiese kopie of e-book.
Hoor jylle daar oor see, mense?
En ek dink, hulle het gepraat van vir die Afrikaanse mense wat nie so goed is met die Engels nie, dink ek sal daar in die toekomst een vertaalde weergawe hoor, ook uitkom.
So goed is met die Engels.
Ek is ook nie so goed met die Engels nie, maar ek is
daar. Nee, maar ek, dit is my weer, Afrikaanse mense, ek moet mys fucking Engels kan praat in die tyd. But,
exactly.
But, if, ja, as hulle nou wil lees in hulle eie taal in Urania, dan is hy nou vertaal. jy moet net so nou dan loer oor my skouer en jy ook Bernard.
Die laaste woorde was hoe de fok en dis vir Karen. Karen is
ons wag vir sy fan dat ons kan hoor of hy op hoërskool
op uitenaar was.
Oh, okay.
Ons het 'n gedeelte in hierdie show elke week waarin Betty met ons gesels oor nuus van die presie buitestaanders nie, maar toch een groepie wat nie deel van die normale gang van sake is nie. Toch het hierdie groep deur die jare gelei en hulle is stadig maar seker besig om hulle regmatige plek in die samelewing in te neem. Ek praat van mense wat links skryf. Nee, ek so kom, laat ek speel jou Laat ek speel jou dinges, Betty. So wat jy moet onthou om te doen, is om ons gaste te betrek by jou skinnery nou.
Okay.
dit is jou challenge.
Okay, is dit weer, ne?
Bernard met skeer en skinder. Wat se nuus het jy uit die land van die slappolsies?
Jy is op 'n rol vandag.
Ek weet, is daai vitamin B.
Yay!
uit die land van homoseksualiteit.
Homoseksualiteit. Ja.
Dan moet ek betrek. Karen, het jy geweet, daar kom 'n Queen movie.
Fok off.
Ek het nie van die Royal Family nie.
Freddie Mercury biopic.
Jy sien hoe mooi segway ons nou in. Want ek het nou oor slim Queen mense gepraat. Hier kom jy, want ek het Skalk as 'n dokter ook, professor. En hulle is, so wie speel Freddie?
Ja, ek weet nie of ek baie happy is met die,
Tom,
sy gevreekie irriteer my bietjie.
Wie is dit?
Rami Malek, hy is Mr. Robot.
Wat daai ou?
Hy is cool, ek dink hy gaan great wees.
Ek weet nie. Apparently die band members van Queen is mal oor hom en hulle sê hy embody Freddie Mercury.
Maar jy nie. So dan, kom ons bel vir Roger, wat sy naam, my, en fucking vertel vir hom.
Ja, dat ek is nie happy nie. Hulle moet verder soek. Ek is nie happy daarmee nie.
Denk jy nie, jy voel so dalk, omdat hy en Mr. Robot die groot introvert was, nou denk jy, hoe sal hy nou,
dit ja, dalk typecast
kom. Miskien is hy soos, jy weet, he could be like Leonardo DiCaprio, of Johnny Depp, wat enig iemand kan wees.
Dalk.
Die vraag is, kan hy sing?
Ek seker ek kan. Ek dink dis een van die
ja, imagine ek kan nie.
ja, so hulle begin September skiet aan dit. Ja. Okay. So ek is excited om dit te sien. En nou is daar weer die al die gay netwerke en nuus bladde en bladde. Is nou op die storie van gaan hulle die hele HIV story in die movie inbring en dat is een story van hulle gaan dit misschien nie inbring nie en het gaan meer focus op muziek en so daar is een hele debat oor of hulle of die story true gaan wees.
Well, hy het een lekker sekslewe gehad, so it should be shown. And it's interesting as well what he hoe hy dit
exactly. En ek het like a boek gelees oor hom, amper sy geskryf gelees and it like oh my goodness, die clubs en die saunas en die goeders wat hy besoek het en die en 2, 3, 4 uur die oggend wat die jong mense so uit sy hotelkamer het gaan.
Soos ons mense sê die familie se saunas saunas
die saunas van die voorvaders
sal jou besoek aan die derde geslagsgemeenskap en wat het jy nog
en dan is daar nou die wêreld se eerste gay boy band wat shut openly gay is.
Up.
Ek sweer. Hulle is 'n baie baie diverse. Hulle het 'n
het jy voorbeelde van hulle musiek hierso?
Ek gaan nou daarby kom. Hulle sê hulle is die next best thing
since
ek weet hulle het nie gesê nie. Hulle het net sê hulle is die next best thing. En hulle het iets van alles. Hulle het 'n Asian in, hulle het 'n African American in. Almal is molas. Hulle het lywe van gode.
Ken Pallas of molas molas.
Molas.
En
molas.
Ek is baie excited. En ek het gaan Google my hartjie uitgestraand. Ek kon nie een song kry op internet nie.
So dis fake news.
Nee, dit is, well, dis is fake news nie, maar ek dink dis 'n fake band.
Maar wat ja, dalk is
ek vervang. Ek dink hulle begin met al hierdie
Mola Vanola
alles, maar maar daar's niks.
Mola.
Wat sal hulle
bly met on the road?
Echo V.
Oké, as enige iemand weet, Ludwig, as jy dalk luister daar in Londen, Echo V, weet jy of dit regtig is, want Ludwig kan die kaf van die koring skei, hoor. Oké,
ons wag vir Ludwig se antwoord.
Oké. Okay.
Ja.
Oké, okay, wel, het ons aprentie, jy sê hulle is mooi.
Hulle is, wel,
wat sê dit vir ons op die
Facebook? Mooi is debatteerbaar.
Sê dit vir ons op die Facebookblad?
Die ene het sulke bak oorkies, okay. Maar het een mooi lyfie.
Oké, okay, maar gaan aan.
Ja.
Ons wil nie meer
verder. Ons gaan aan. En dan, weet julle, ken julle die Pirelli kalender, wat elke jaar uitkom?
Wat is daar op nou weer? Wiele.
Nee, dit is... Wiele. Nee, dit elke jaar te ander thema. Wat, hulle vat gewoonlik issues wat saak maak en probeer een boodskap uitbeeld met mooi fotoekies.
Mooi. Okay, so wat is hierdie jaar?
Hierdie jaar is het
nou... Waterskaarste.
Nee, die thema is Alice in Wonderland, maar dit is all black cast wat hulle gebruik vir die foto's.
All black soos die rugby spelers?
Nee, all black soos in velletjies.
Ja, ja, ja.
Ja. So, en waar dit nou insluit by die gay nuus is RuPaul is die Queen of Hearts in die shoes.
Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race. Ja. Oh,
so ja, it's a beautiful, ek sal die kalender wil hê.
Ek sal dit ook nou wil hê.
Ek wil dit wil hê, ja.
Nog nie?
Nee, dis dit.
Nee. Dis dan not, ek het jy aangekom. Jy het 45 minute sit en skribbel dan op jou blad.
Exactly.
Weet jy hoe lang het hierdie gevat? Nee, ek het nog een dingetjie.
Okay. Deel om.
Daar's 'n maroon wat nou 4 members of Congress in Amerika sue. Want hulle het Pride Flaw. Flaw. Ek kan nie praat vandag nie. Pride Flaw. Pride Flaw buite hulle kantore opgehang tydens ons nou Pride Maand gewees.
Ja.
Nou sue hy hulle.
Oor die Pride Flaw.
Ja, want hy sê homosexuality is a religion.
Wat?
En dit is nou 'n konflik met die landswette en alles, so nou sue hulle. Maar die ou se kredietwaardigheid strek so ver as wat ek hom kan gooi.
My kredietwaardigheid, ek het nie 'n kredietkaart nie.
Want hy is dieselfde ou wat met sy laptop wou probeer trou om te bewys dat same-sex marriage nie waarde in het nie.
Hy wou met sy laptop
hy wou met sy laptop
nie
trou.
Nie op die laptop nee. Met iemand nie.
Met sy laptop.
Oh my goodness, hy is mal.
Hy is completely mal.
Hy is completely gek. And it's not the wette of a country. It is religion that influenced the wette of a country and then the country said, oh my God, we got religion to influence us. Break away, you can marry, not in a church. If your church tells you you can, but so die kat helemaal in die bal beend.
Mm. Maar dit wys net die intellect van mense wat teen homosexuality is.
I know.
Shame.
They're still out there. Mm. But I don't think they're listening to us. Hey, we want big family, straight, gay, transgender, bisexual, and whatever you fuck, we love you. Het jy, Karine, het jy weer iets lekkers daar op die computer vir my?
Nee, ek het nou net unmixed en unmastered.
Maar waar's Kaan en Kaan se ander song?
Well, ja, hy is hier so.
Speel 'n bietjie daarvan, ons kan hoef nie te luister, ons kan oor dit praat. Want ek het dit laas gespeel, onthou julle? Ek het julle vir my ge-WhatsApp. En toe speel ek dit, en toe WhatsApp julle vir my, toe speel ek dit.
Ja.
Ja.
Ek is baie excited vir die show.
Kom jy?
Môre aand.
Ja. Ja. En Karen, ek het al met jou gepraat daaroor op lig nie, maar die gereformeerde bluesband show wat jy gedoen by die KKK, Jesse, dit was fantasties.
Ag, baie dankie.
Jesse, jy is nou on top, hè? Hey?
Ag nee.
Jy is. Nee. Jy het gesag. Jy het swagger. Jy sing beautiful. Jou stem, jy kan skree soos 'n banshee en dan sing jy so mooi. Jesus, jy's amazing all-round artist. So while you got it, girl, just flaunt it, you know. Baie baie nice. Ek weet, wie was daai ou wat het hy gesing? 'n Lekker bietjie soppies of something.
Pompoensoppies.
Wow,
dis Gary. Gary Hurselman, hy is ook bekend geweest as Piet Pash.
Piet Pash.
Gereformeerde blues.
Jere, het ek gelag.
Ja, hy is 'n karakter.
Lekker pompoensoppie. Dit is fantastisch.
Pompoensop.
Ja, but jy het regtig half 'n 3D dimensie gegee aan daai songs. Daai aand. Dit was, I was melancholic, but also in the present. Ja, so gaan jy nie weer dit doen, want dit was so suksesvol, of is dit moeilik om daai klomp gereformeerde blues band mense weer by mekaar te kry?
Dit is moeilik om hulle by mekaar te kry. Ek weet nie of ek daai show gou weer sal kan doen nie, en ons is nou besig met geheime projekte. So daar's 'n geheime projek waarmee ek besig is, twee.
Okay.
En dit is dit van wat ek nou op fokus, en ek het nou met so baie mense gesing.
Ja, dis waar.
Ek het baie collaborations gedoen.
Ja, met Francois ook, ja.
Francois Kahn en met deur die TV-show ja. En ek het gereeld en ek is mal oor dit. Dit het my so baie geleer en ek dis net dis baie personal om saam met iemand te sing. Dis amper soos om ja, ek weet nie. As 'n mens saam in 'n band is, dis baie personal. So ongelooflik om so met my vriende te kan connect, maar dit is nou 'n bietjie tyd vir my om om op my eie iets te doen.
Goed.
So in Skalkweef waarvan ek praat, ons is besig met 'n baie nice ding wat gaan opkom binne
Skalk. Gee ons 'n clue. Al is dit 'n leidraad dan.
Leidraad.
Ja, nader kom aan die mikrofoon want professor, ons kan jou nie hoor nie.
Kan ek iets datum sê of nie?
Nee. Nee, jy moet iets
2017.
Wow. So dit is 'n song.
Ek dink ek weet.
Wat 'n CD met 2017 tracks op.
Nee, asseblief nie.
Maar nee, wat ek kan sê is dit is super super cool.
Super nogal.
Super. Ja.
Maar Karin, is dit wat jy van gepraat het met die unmixed wat jy het? Ja. Kan ek nie net 5 sekondes. Sit dit aan, ek gaan so maak. O god, ek gaan so. Wat jy wil, dis al wat ek gaan doen. OK, is jy reg?
Ek het dit so sien.
Dit is groundbreaking hierdie. OK?
Ja, groundbreaking.
Kan ek net vinnig? Kan ek?
OK.
Yeah.
Wow.
Super.
Awesome. OK, dis al.
Super cool.
Fantastic.
How was that?
Hoe was het om op The Voice te werk en hoeveel seizoenen het jy nou gedoen? 2?
Ja, ek het 2 gedoen.
Ek moet vir jou bieg, ek het dit nooit gekyk nie, maar ek het was daar. Ek het net het gemis altyd. Maar ek was daar nou, met die final die aand en ek het verskriklik geniet. Excited om naby Bobby se stoel te sit, nommer 1.
Ja.
En dit is goed geproduce en slick. Woe, dis slick. Toe maak ek die fout nou die dag om vir die Idols producer director te vra, do you do the voice? Maar ek het nie geweet, daar is nog 'n Idols aan die gang nie. Daar is nog een aan die gang, weet jy?
Ja, daar is, ja.
I don't know. So he said, no, I don't do the voice. I do Idols. Maar dit is baie sleek en lekker. En met wie het jy allemaal gesing op die reeks? Wat lekker vir jou was?
Die mense wat opgekom het, wat ek baie excited door, is Tembeka en Goonie. Is die girl in die eerste seisoen. Ek gaan nou een bykie met haar begin werk. En ek toevallig al 2 keer het ek vrouwe gehad, sterk vrouwe hierdie jaar, Samantha Leonard. Sy derde plek gekry op die uiteinde, al geheel.
Ja, we loved her!
En julle verstaan nie ergens, het is baie moeilik. Vrouwe doen nie goed in sulke competities nie. So Tembeka was laatst keer die top vrou in 8ste plek en hierdie jaar met Sam het sy derde plek gekry.
Was Tembeka in Priscilla Queen of the
Desert?
Ja, dis
die Priscilla girl.
Ja, oh, sy's stunning.
Dis amazing.
Ja. Sy's dierbaar. Ongelooflik. Sy's dierbaar. Ek neem met haar met Jonathan se show gewerk en sy's regtig amazing.
Ja,
maar jy het nie gesing nie.
Ek het nie met haar gewerk nie, maar ek het haar mooi gemaak vir die audience.
Ja, jy moet net jouself in...
Selfde ding.
So, as al enige iemand daar buite, beide van hulle is divas, jy weet, en doen groot diva nommers, en ek gaan 'n show vervaardig vir hulle 2, waarmee hulle gaan toer, wat hulle al die groot diva-liedjes songs gaan sing, Barbara Streisand, Whitney Houston, en het gaan een fabulous show wees. Ek denk jou gehoor sal het baie geniet.
Ja. Ok, so ek sal my oe oop en my oor.
Ja, ja. Ek sal jou nooi, ek sal jylle allemaal nooi. Mooi ons.
En dan het jy enige, hoe kan ek het noem, uitvoerende planne in die toekomst ook. Want jy doen, jou profiel is hoog, jy doen goed, maar bijvoorbeeld cinema, as jy nou hierdie 2017 project wat geheim is, jy het self gemaak, of wil jy opeindig eendag dat jy self die dinge kan doen, of verstaan jy waarnatoe ek gaan? Ek wil net hoor of jy uitvoerend ook
doen. Good question, Casper.
Thank you so much.
Ja, wel, ons is besig met die, ons kan maar seker sê.
Net so'n bykie hiervan hier, net 10 sekundes.
Ons het...
Genoeg!
Soos het... soos wat ons nou hier so sit, is hulle bezig om die grond te breek, want ek is bezig om 'n studio te bou, 'n TV-studio, ek en Karin.
Ek het hoendervleis, en ek krijg het nie altyd nie.
En ons gaan baie naas goeder, dit was 'n boutique studio, in die naam van Mothership.
Stunning naam.
Ja, en ons gaan verskeidenheid van goed daar doen, TV-produksies, as ook, dis ook om ek sê, het is 'n boutique studio, wat is 'n selfsugtige project, so dat ons, space kan maak, Karin vervaardig baie TV-shows, sy het onlangs Bobby en Karleen se show gedoen vir via...
Wat, ons het daar oor gepraat en geskinder? Wow, het jy het vervaardig?
Ja.
in jou skoene.
Ja, en sy vervaardig, obviously, Republiek van Zuid-Afrika.
Ja, I didn't know she doing the Bobby. So is jy so in met die volk in Van Jaarsveld?
Ja.
Kan jy nie die ma, die ma is een probleem.
Ai, yes.
Nee, maar kry sy vir Bobby hier uit nie, want die ma is bang. Vir my.
Oh,
en ek het haar uitgetrad na Rogbe Lugga en sê, jy wil nie jou seun stuur na my show nie, wat kan ek toch met hom doen? En dit was sy oop antwoord, maar ach, toe sê vir ek is 'n oulike ou.
Ek sal.
Asseblief Ronel Brink.
Ja.
Sê vir haar.
Ja.
Ek sal selfs 'n Karleen okkie inkry, net om vir Bobby te sien.
Okay. Ja, ons kan hulle
ek het Karleen ontmoet nou die aand, die eerste keer in my lewe, ek het nie geweet sy nie.
Ja.
Toe sê sy, ek is Karleen, sy sê, dit is een absolute eer om jou te ontmoet. Ek sê, maar nie dankie, wie weet dit is. Karleen van jou, ek het nie geweet nie, Karleen van jou, Karleen sê, ek ken jou. Ek wens ek was in jou skoene. Ja. Karleen, wat het jy nog produce?
Sy gaan nou een project doen met Zelda Legrandsie, wat ek saam met hulle doen, wat is iets een bykie geskiedkunde gaan doen.
Is dit?
Nelson Mandela se lewe, maar dit is nog baie in de...
So daar is absolute planne, ja. Julle het hulle
weer in die... Maar, Kasper, baie belangrik, by die mothership, nie net TV-opnames nie, maar ons gaan ook shows doen, exclusieve shows, soos bijvoorbeeld, as jy een aand show kan kom doen vir een gehoor van so 350 mense, en ons doen dit met een wine pairing, of wat ook al.
Hoor die som, ek het klaar die show vir jou. Ek het een show gedoen, Vark en Hel, which wasn't recorded at the end. Ons het gerecord by Poort, is pity, ons het nie, het was een fantastische show. En, maar het was net te dier vir daai moes auditorium. En, toe is die show nie op DVD nie, en mense soek het, is een goeie show.
Ja.
Toe, vraag vir Comedy Central, can't we just produce a DVD show of this? En hy sê, voor my sin nog gekoud was, no budget. So we gonna do Vark en Hel in your studio.
Nou, yes, Karin kan het produce.
Ja, my honde is daar in.
Oh, ek so bang vir honde, jylle. Jou honde is so groot.
Sy is bang vir een poedel.
Ek is bang vir een chihuahua.
Maar kon jy sien hoe oulik is my honde?
Ek weet, hulle is oulik, maar ek het net een vrees, ek het een fobie.
Kom, dan sit jy achter die glas
daar. Ek kan nie met dieren, maak my bang.
Hoekom?
Ek kan nie met hulle praat nie, ek kan nie, ek is een mens, Ek is nie,
ek praat
ek is meer dieren. Met die plante, as met die dieren. Ek is nie, ek weet nie, ek is selfs nou, ons was nou op in a wildsplaas, toe ons hy leeuw sien, ek kan het net nie geniet nie, die ding staar deur my siel, ek
jy
wil nie
geklink,
kom kyk nie.
Jy het nou geklink, Nes Nathaniel, ek kan het net nie geniet nie. Maar dit is wilde dieren, natuurlijk nie.
My honde is
maar my
wilde
honde, dieren. Okay.
The hounds of hell.
Okay, listen. My dogs, I will put you in therapy with my dogs. Okay.
Ek ken Alfred, maar ek het al net verkend ontmoet. Ek dink.
Maar jou nie van hulle, nog steeds nie.
Nee, dis nie dat ek nie van hulle hou nie.
Ek praat met hulle soos mense.
Ek is soos wat party wit vrouens is bang vir swart mans. Ek is nie bang vir swart mans nie, ek is bang vir honde. Ek is 'n wit vrou wat bang is vir honde.
Jy moet hoor as Kasper uitloop by sy huis. Dis in, okay julle, ek het vir die ligte aangelos en die agterdeur staan oop. Daar's vir julle kos en water op die stoep. Ek sien julle so 7:45 weer.
Dan knik hulle.
So asof hulle die tyd weet.
Ja, maar dit is wat my uitfreak van dieren. Ek het gister op die internet gekyk hoe 'n vrou akkoordeon speel vir 'n klomp koeie in 'n veld en hulle almal het nader geloop en van geluister.
Okay, maar dis mal.
Dit freak my uit.
Nee, dit is so gek so.
Ja, maar ek bedoel, ons eet diere, nê? Maar hulle
ja, you're right.
Ek in goed is.
Ons smil. Maar ek sal nie hond eet nie. But you know what, Karen, wherever I go with my dogs, it's a lot of black people are very afraid, especially of my German Shepherd, because they represent something. And then I say, this is unique personality in front of you. It's not that oppression. He's very kind and friendly. Jy weet, ek probeer ook help, want ek weet, mense, as hulle my hond sien.
Nee, ek besef wat jy sê, dus, maar het is ook seker als mense daar buiten wat luister, wat ook een fobie hy, dus, jy weet is ridiculous, jy weet is nie, maar, is maar, ek moet dat maar deurwerk, ek moet dit maar deurwerk. Partij mense is bang vir hoogtes, partij mense is bang vir...
So, Alfreda Kent is uit Vark en Hel se show. Hi Betty. Het weer haar kop gestamp. Het jy jou kop gestamp toe jy die bed geval het?
Wie sê dit?
Ek weet niks van die gay boy band nie en Google ook nie. Miskien het Betty 'n droom gehad. Dit bestaan nie. Waar het jy dit gehoor?
Wie is dit nou?
Dit is 'n WhatsApp. Ek weet nie van wie nie. Wat net jou? Nee, ons wil juist dit nie heen nie. Oh, ek dink dit is... Ah, dit is 4-4, dit is Londen. Ek dink dit is Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Nie fok jou Ludwig nie.
Fok jou Ludwig. Ek het gegoogle, as dit op internet is, is dit waar.
Ja, fake news. So ja, don't miss the crazy interview. No, don't push other shows in my show. Karen is in die studio. Okay. Eina man, ek het aan die microfoon in my oor gestap. Okay, so ek dink re-google Ludwig, please. Thank you very much for letting us...
Ek sal die link van die article post op die Casper page.
Dis wat ek nou al wil gevraad. En die foto. Okay.
Van die boyband.
Van die boy, boy
ek sal dit doen.
Dis wat gaan met my ander stampie, hulle die mic, en dan kry ek concussion. Wie is ek? Wie is julle? Hoekom is ons hier? Kevin, won't you tell me who sang Under the Sea?
Under the
I
sea.
Shall indeed.
Okay, who was it? What was his name?
His name?
Yeah.
I think his name is still Samuel Wright.
No, man, it's not his name.
Who
you're talking absolute cack.
Is it? But that is, again, what Google says. Google seems to be...
Under the sea, dish. Ba-dum-bum-ba-da-da-dum.
That is what my research has found. Samuel E. Wright. It's down on Swartenberg. Seriously. Under the sea. Daai liedjie van Little Mermaid.
Nie geskryf, nie gesang.
Gesing deur Samuel E. Wright.
No. It's another... What's that guy?
There's a lot of covers, eh?
Praat jy van die krappie in...
Yes, yes.
Nee, man. Daai ou jazz ou wat dood is. Kevin Spacey het hom gespeel in 'n movie. En hy het gesê...
Ja,
en dit is nie Stephen Wright nie, of whatever, hierdie naam is wat Gavin weer aangekom het.
Dit is nie oud, dis weer... Nee.
Hy het so'n naam soos Bobby McHall, of so iets.
Nie McFerrin nie.
Nie McFerrin. Boom, 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 boom. Don't worry. Ay, nou hier, dit is...
Ja, daar is Bobby
McFerrin.
Ek weet, in die see. Nee, Bobby van Jaarsveld is Speelkie.
Speelkie, Seppel.
Vir my, kan jy nou my binneglij? Verstaan jy, Nel sê net nie die hele
tijd. Gee.
Nel sê net nie, en ek weet nie, hoe kom nie. Sal jy om van ons Google?
I googled it.
Nee, nie jy nie.
Okay.
YouTube. Under the sea.
Ek wacht vir jou om te sê speel, ma.
Het jy hom?
Al lang al.
Oh, jy is so professional, baby.
Ek weet.
Hier sit hy en hy geef ons vals in die... Maar wie sing dit?
I told you, demote me to sound engineer.
Wie sing dit?
Ja.
Ek is goed spaar hem nou. Ja, al ek...
Jylle is goed?
jy het gesê, kry die song, okay, ek het die song.
Oké, druk play. Dat is net waar de fuck het jy nou gekry. Het jy nou die Little Mermaid gekry?
Ek voel nie. Ja.
Het jy jou pedikie ingedruk?
Loop hoog vandag in die atelier.
Down here is your home.
Dit is die fucking Disney.
Movie.
Fuck
dit
jy. Nee. Ludwig, wat was jou?
Maar wat is die punt van hierdie...
Stofpoepies.
Die Under the Sea.
That is what we did.
Stop.
James Monroe, Idleheart.
Stop poopies van J.A.
Gaan op IDBM, kyk wat se flicks was Kevin Spacey.
Ek doen het.
Brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lever mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
My mond water sodat die mixer voor my begin spat van die elektrisiteit en die water. Gavin, ons het uitgevind, wat was die man se naam? Bobby wie?
Bobby Darren.
Bobby Darin. Let us not forget. But that's why he's a stuff puppy. It's people like this. We want to take out of Vergetelheid and give them credit.
Can we just
sunlight
acknowledge again? That the song is called Beyond the Sea?
I like onnodig opgewonde oor Under the Sea.
It's Beyond the Sea. Dis in die naam van die liedjie.
Ja, dit sonnie so.
But then, when you get older, your brain does play tricks on
hours
you.
Hours of research that I've done. I'm done. Daar is vir Karine as a challenge. We need a reality show on the Casper radio show.
Maar Casper, van wanneer af luister jy jazz? Ek ken jou as
a... I love jazz.
ABBA fan.
Ja, nee, nee.
Massive ABBA fan. Ja. Massive boy band fan.
Nee, my roots is jazz. I love jazz.
Favorite jazz song of all time?
Oh, Under the Sea. But tell us bietjie van Bobby. I think Bobby het 'n treurige lewe gehad of something, hè? Het hy?
Bobby.
Bobby Darin, whatever sy naam is.
Kyk, 'n minder bekende boetie wat Under the Sea gesing het een keer in Centurion by die mall.
En hy het so gesing. Want hy was onder die water. Kan jy play druk? Bietjie. Hey, whoa, woo, yeah.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Where beyond the sea.
Actually, somewhere under the sea. I'm so sorry to all Fundies.
My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere. On the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon.
So, ons tyd hardloop uit, ons moet nog iets anders ook doen. So, sê my gou, is die man dood, is hy tragies?
Hy is inderdaad, hy is in 1973 is hy oorlede. Op die ouderdom van 37, hy was young.
Wat?
Oh my goodness.
37?
Ja, hierdie ou wat, die Bobby Darin wat hierdie liedjie geskryf het.
Oh, you see, there was something.
Ja. He became very, he was also very politically active.
Left or right?
I don't know, but he...
Because if it's right, I'm going to stop him now.
No. Robert Kennedy, don't we love Robert Kennedy?
Yeah, Kennedy's fine left wing.
He helped him with his presidential campaign.
Oh, God, and he was killed.
Exactly.
I know beyond a doubt.
We what? What see I? Skalk harder, asseblief.
Bobby Kennedy was mos hier in Suid-Afrika gewees in 1966, en minder as 'n jaar voordat hy dood is.
Nee, maar toe was ek 2.
Ja.
Maar jy ken jou geskiedenis, ek het nie geweet hy was hier nie.
Ja, hy was uit by UCT, hy is deur Nusas genooi, en toe het hy 'n lunchtijd speech kom maak by Simonsberg in Stellenbosch. Die Simonsberg koshuis. Dis kom, dit vandag nog die Withuis genoem is, en toe het hy Joburg toe gekom, denk ek, by Wits, en toe by die bar... die Lawyers Legal Bar van Johannesburg en toe vlieg hy terug.
In watse stad is hy vermoor, Bernard? Bobby Kennedy.
In Amerika?
Ja.
Ek weet nie. Washington?
Nee.
New York?
Oprah?
Waar is hy? Chicago?
Ja. Jy sien, ek lees nou die dag om te help met mental degradation. As jy iets die hele tyd leer, dan help dit. En dis wat ek dink van hierdie show wat goed is, is mense wat hierna luister, leer die hele tyd fucking iets.
Yes.
So ons gaan nie agteruit gaan nie, because I was extremely worried the other day to learn that John McCain has got a tumor, and the tumor was defined because he couldn't find words, like I now can't find words when he was speaking in the Senate, and they say that was the sign of a brain tumor. I think I may have what's the word? Brain tumor. maybe sit up with a brain tumor. So while we are here, people enjoy me, and what is this, Karen?
This is a limited edition.
I love.
No, he wanted you to explain it.
I want to know why am I getting, what is this? Oh, then, is it you?
Yeah, this is not a limited edition Zoid. But cap for you.
Oh, he's the Z. I didn't see. Oh, it's beautiful.
Black on black.
Black on black. It's black on black. And people can buy it at your show. No,
yeah,
tonight and tomorrow at the Monte Casino. Maybe if you're lucky, there's a single one ticket. You go and crawl, honey.
Actually, to be truthful, Mnet always take a whole bunch of tickets and then they don't use all of them. We will find out this afternoon whether we maybe have 4 or 6 tickets, and we will go on Facebook Live. And we'll give them away.
Okay, you hear.
On Facebook Live. Whoa, so as jy dalk luister en jy wil graag 'n kaartjie kry, daar's 'n kans dat ek dalk 4 of 6 kaartjies gaan kry wat los is, en dan sal ons hulle weggee op Facebook Live.
You heard it here first, and it's the Karen Zoid fan page Facebook.
Yes, ja.
Okay, so gaan sit daar soos dragons voor 'n grot en wag. En okay, we got us finish already again. Karin, dankie dat jy hier was. Dankie dat jy vir my daai 10 sekondes gegee het. Ek wil baie dankie sê. Groet ons luisteraar.
Dankie, Kasper.
Is altyd 'n plesier. En sterkte met jou producing. Ek gaan nou vreeslik met jou network hierna. Want ek het nie geweet jy produce. Then, Karin, oh man, as always, love and understanding is something that we seek. I don't know what I'm saying.
No, you want a good role there. I like it.
No, I like her.
Oh.
She's fantastic. Thank you so much for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
Aww.
And for being here again, being a FOTS. And we're going to work you up. Next time you're going to be Lady Zoe. Yeah. Skalk, dit was 'n eer om jou te ontmoet. Ek sal graag een aand oor die braaivleisvuur met jou wil gesels oor die geskiedenis. Want dit is 'n afdeling wat my fascineer. Weet jy dat ek in standaard 10 99% van geskiedenis skryf by die eindeksamen?
Yes, fantasties.
Ja, moenie lelik praat nie. En dan Betty, always good to see you.
Ach, dankie, Kasper.
Good luck with your show.
Baie dankie.
Desi en die Dossers.
Wat? Betty Bangles en die Dossers. Ah. Nie Dossers nie, die Dossers.
Ja. En ek hoop dit gaan van van krag tot krag. Nou, ons sê ons leer goed. Ons gaan nog iets leer. Wat is dit? Wat?
What's happening?
What the fuck? Who talked? Was it Siri? Did I say Siri? Siri? Hello, Siri? Did you listen to me? Siri? Don't be shy.
Ek het net gesê, sy's 'n bietjie skaal.
What the...
May I help you?
Ja, you went on, Siri. Hoekom het... What the fuck is wrong with you, Siri? No,
say it can't be ignored.
Oh, she wrote, I pretend I didn't hear that. Oh, please. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we got a section that we call Out There, where we play someone who can't sing, or someone who can sing magnificently, or something strange and wonderful on the internet. And I have discovered that our good friend Raymond, who could not go to Adele's show in London because she cancelled it, he then went to Green Day, and at that show at Green Day, they sang Bohemian Rhapsody before the show started. And I thought that would be nice to play to Raymond, that he can, that we can listen to it, and he can listen to it, we can end with it, so Palesa can fade it when she wants to. because it's the end of the show. And it's a good song. Isn't William Rhapsody just... I want to write a song like that. You know. Miss Alam oor 'n paar dae moet skryf, dink ek. Want kyk, mis moet oor 'n paar dae aan hom gewoon draag.
Ek dink jy moet hom met 'n paar mense skryf. Ek dink dit is aldag.
Okay, ek en jy.
Groeps effort.
Ja.
Skalk en Jacques de Blanche apparently is julle se package.
Vir Montel, ja, vir Montel. Montel inside package. Dis al wat ons
sê. Ooh.
Hy kan ja gesê. Yeah, we must do that because I wrote an opera for this show years ago, 3 years ago, on a Leon Schuster movie. We did an opera and it took days, but we did it. But on the sections, so this was the first did, and then come down a new section. And as soon as you listen, the more you learn, gewoon. This is the same with myself. So yeah, Rhapsody, Green Day, the show. Die skare gaan dit sing.
Is dit Green Day wat dit kan?
Nee, dis is net die skare. Green Day is nog nie daar nie. Toe begin hulle sommer dit sing.
Wow.
So dit, I love that. Bye bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.